Presley with Martin Bester. Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
It is my pleasure to welcome from Kafifi FM, a community radio station in the area of Westbury in Johannesburg. He is the founder and the manager of this community radio station and proudly Westbury this morning. Welcome in studio, Joseph Kotti. Morning, Joseph, and welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to be in your presence.
You are no stranger to a microphone or a radio station or any of this. Kafifi FM, why did you start that community radio station? It is based in Westbury.
Yes, Joburg, it's based site. In Westbury, yes.
Yeah.
The notorious Westbury.
Why is it notorious?
It's notorious because you will see that Westbury is currently trading here in South Africa as a community. That's every day. Every day people die in Westbury every day because of gang violence. You've got no recreation, and if there's no recreation, even at school level, there's no athletics, there's no football, there's very little taking place, and teachers that want to do good are really battling in that area. The reason why the radio station is there is because the radio station at the moment is a catalyst, because the radio station works with the church, it basically works with the police, the radio station works with the community to get it morally right and morally good. And we are also targets because the gang bosses feels that we talk too much, and we're not going to tell them what to do. So we just felt that we honor God and we love God, and we're going to do the right thing irrespective of what people say. And if it threatens our lives, then so be it. But we are not people that want to love not to make a difference. We want to love to make a difference. And that's what the radio station has been doing all the years for the last 14 years that it's been on air.
Radio stations like this one, where we're on right now, Jacaranda, is only as strong as its community base, a community radio station base. Most of us that work in this industry, a lot of us that work in this industry, came through the ranks of community radio stations, of campus radio stations. People might be thinking, why am I sitting here wanting to help and support another radio station? Because it's important. Listen, forget all that. It's important to the context of building community and a better today and tomorrow for people in South Africa. You've got such an important role to play. Yeah. You cannot be silent. Other than these threats, is there anything else that's holding you back?
Power cuts is the order of the day, both negative, that's load shedding, and also sabotage. So you get a whole lot of sabotage because you say a lot. So it's better to just go steal the cable, and people know exactly where to go, where to steal, to take out the cable, and then you basically off air, and you get a situation where you have to work on generator power. The generator is not really savvy when it comes to electronic equipment, so you damage most of your equipment with the generator. That's why you see people go for other sources of backup power. And that's basically the order of the day. So we have a whole lot of challenge. And also, government have promised us 11 years ago that they're going to build us new studios. Still, the promise wasn't kept. Still up to now, we've got a letter from the Department of Communications that they're going to give us equipment. So we've been MacGyvering. We've been working with old equipment, with things that we get and we fix and we go on air. There's no fancy things in Westbury, but that it is the drive, there is the energy to get the community better, because it's lovely people and I love them. And I would rather sacrifice my time and my energy, because you want to get people love right, than to sacrifice your time and your energy just to be seen as a good radio station that plays good music and make people dance. Time for dancing must be limited now. We must get people into educating themselves, and you must get people into get themselves morally right.
Joseph Kotti is the founder and station manager at community radio station Kafifi FM, that broadcasts in the Westbury in Johannesburg area. More about this and how we could possibly get the angels together to make a difference. Coming up on the show this morning, our special guest, Joseph Kotti. He's the founder and the manager of Kofifi FM, community radio station in the Westbury area, Johannesburg side. Joseph, I want to introduce you to Jaco Vaderman from Rentec. He visited your station and assessed the needs there when it comes to a power solution. Jaco, this station needs to stay on air. It is so, so important that they stay on air and they keep on giving hope to this community. How can we help, Mora?
Thanks, Martin. Definitely. I think a word that comes to mind is sustainability. Just listening to the story and the after effect that your station has. I mean, that must play a very important role in the community. And sustainability in this sense is definitely the voice of the station and the message that needs to go out into the community. So, congratulations on what you're doing. It's an incredible feat. We did some undercover work there a couple of weeks back. And that's also when we heard about the transmitter. So we went with the idea thinking that it's one solution that we need to assist from the studio side. Then we heard about the transmitter. So what we're going to do from our side is we're going to sponsor you with a backup system for the transmitter area, and then a 5 kilowatt hour system for the studio as well.
Wow.
So you will not be affected at all going forward, whether it's load shedding or whether it's power cuts from cable theft.
Sure.
And we're part of the Willard Group, that's our sister company, and they're also celebrating their 70th year. So from our side, we're going to sponsor you this systems to the value of 70,000 rand.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we want to bring to the table, yeah. And just to add to that, we'll be there to maintain the system also free of charge for the next 2 years. Yeah,
wow.
Maintenance
that
is important, yeah.
Jaco, you guys, Rentec, we already know when you hear the word Willard and Dave and the guys, good things are about to happen, and I will add Rentec to that as well.
Yes.
That is amazing. So you should be staying on air. You really should.
People don't sleep because you see a community where people go into their houses at 5 o'clock and they close the doors because of gunshots. And I'm a little bit emotional, but it's not good. You have to love a normal life when you are in a community, but it's not good to live like that. And the radio station is the only catalyst because you keep people busy by creating hope, and
you do
just telling them that
you are so right. And I'm going to add 50,000 rand from Good Morning Angels as well. I know you'll know what to do with it for your community, for the radio station, for something.
Thank you. We don't want to create a whole lot of sensationalization. We want to get the communities right. We want to create moral, good, working communities that will take themselves as communities to the next level.
There's a beautiful Greek saying that says, a great society is built when men plant trees under whose shade they'll never sit.
Yeah.
And you're doing that.
We salute you. We support you. Send our love via Kofifi FM to every single person in Westbury. And then we'll use our platform this side to remind people about the good that you do.
Yeah.
Thank you for visiting us and all the best.
No, thank you.
It's good to meet you. And thank you, Jaco, once again.
No, it's
much
a big
appreciated.
Pleasure.
Good job, Angels.
Fantastic.
Good job. Thank you very much for supporting our Good Morning Angels Fund. That's the kind of work that you do. And we salute you. Good morning, Westbury.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.